This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run a lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, the Christmas season, well, the Christmas, you know, you can call it the Christmas holiday. I call it the Christmas season. Because, you know, what do we spend, like 4 months getting up to the Christmas season? I mean, seriously, this is so crazy. That's what it takes for us to get, you know, to get here, right? So I do appreciate some of you who will take us. Some of you who, look at, 2 years ago, it just got too crazy. We couldn't afford it anymore. But we used to give away these buttons. Now we sell them. And we used to give away these buttons that said, you know, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. So a couple of years ago, I had 4,000 requests for the button. And it wasn't because the button was so great and so wonderful and so perfect. That wasn't it at all. It was because with the emails that I was getting, which was, hey, Joe, we're with you, man. We are tired of people, you know, I don't want to say dissing. That's an old term, I guess. Christmas. We have I had one lady actually say to me, hey, listen, I'm Jewish. I don't even believe in Christ. But I'm tired of you people being beat up over this. I had an atheist guy send me an email, and I'll put them up. Right? I had an atheist guy send me, hey, look, I don't even believe in God, period. But I believe in your right to say Merry Christmas. And I, as an atheist, am never offended when you say Merry Christmas. Because I understand the meaning. I understand the spirit behind what you're saying and what you're saying to me. So isn't that part of it? If we start looking at each other, if we start talking and dealing with each other, like with the spirit that's meant by it, should I get upset at an atheist who wishes me a Merry Christmas? Because, well, he doesn't believe in Christ. He doesn't believe in God. He shouldn't be able to tell me that. He should be honest about what he's saying. Well, he is being honest about what he's saying. Seriously. Come on, think about it. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, let's not get all caught up in this. It's Christmas for me. If you know I'm a Christian and you refuse to say Merry Christmas to me, then you're disrespecting me. And how much of a friend am I to you, really? And vice versa. Yeah, look, if I know it offends you to no end, why would I do that? Why would I poke you in the eye? I'll say Happy Holidays to you. If that's what you prefer, that's what I'll say to you, if I know you. But if I don't know you, my first greeting is going to be Merry Christmas, because that's what I celebrate. That's what I believe to be truth. Residents in an affordable housing complex for low-income renters were ordered to remove the nativity scene and other religious symbols from public areas. It was like somebody brought in a vacuum cleaner and sucked the joy out of Christmas, said Linda Hopper. Mercy Village is owned by Mercy Housing, Inc. It's a Denver-based nonprofit. A spokesman for the company blamed the Fair Housing Act for evicting baby Jesus. Line of crap. Come on, it's a line of crud, you know it. I'm so tired of people that don't have spines. It is not that there can't be a religious symbol. There has to be equal opportunity. So put up a Star of David and whatever else somebody wants to put up. Because of the way the fair housing rules work, any decoration having to be religious has to be religious neutral. And shared spaces, said the spokesman for the company. So Mercy Housing, as most other property owners, does not allow religiously themed decorations in common areas at any time of the year. So I guess they don't do Halloween, because, you know, that's a pagan holiday. Origin in paganism. How about a happy birthday Jesus banner? That's a no-no. A cross? Can you take down that cross and keep on walking? The three wise men. You know, they go nuts on this stuff. I mean, they go out of their minds. I'm not talking about nuts. They go out of their minds. Residents have done a wonderful job turning the second floor public area of the complex into a festive Christmas showpiece. The Globe reported indicates that there was a Christmas tree with a star, candles, and a Santa figurine, and a nativity scene. It just felt very welcoming and festive, Ms. Hopper told the newspaper. We need places like that. We need to see beauty and peace. And we, you know, I go back to what I said before. How bad can it be? Goodwill towards men. Peace on earth. All that whole crazy stuff. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Oh, terrible. Listen, we'll not have any part of that, thank you very much. Right? And that's an important world tradition. The newspaper reports that the residents have been decorating the public areas of the complex for many years. All of a sudden, some atheist turdhead got in there, and they've never been sued. They've never had any complaints from the residents. But management decides, hey, let's not do this. Come on, anybody else find this offensive? But the Christmas tree is now called a holiday tree, and Joseph and Mary are now Frank and John. I don't know. And the baby Jesus, they were all boxed up and shipped off to storage. Once again, we've got to have religion neutral. Boy, they're looking out for all this neutrality. If it's all neutral and everybody's equal, then how come some people get a leg up and some people don't? Right? We want everybody to have the same opportunity. We want everybody to be equal. Yet we want religious neutral. Actually, religious negative. Maybe. I don't even know what to call that. It's just crazy. Come on, seriously. If you're not on board with this, if you don't think this is crazy, there's something wrong with you. And again, this is proof. There is a war on Christmas. I believe it goes further than that. I think it's a war on Judeo-Christian principles, Judeo-Christian values. But that's just me. And it can't be that far off when we're talking about, people wanting signs removed to say Jesus on them. Anything that has to do with the cross. Anything that has to do with Christmas or a reference to Christmas. Come on, people. Isn't this getting, it just really is getting a little out of control. Don't you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No reason why we can't have a little happy music on the way out. Don't you think? Yeah, except for the snow coming down part. I don't know. Yeah, Christmas.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Not taking any calls, though. I recorded this earlier today just for you. And we are taking the week off next week, but I am putting together a whole bunch of good shows that you'll like. Some of them will be recorded during the day. You know, I'll do the top of the hour segment so that you guys have fresh, good material. I don't want you to feel like I've abandoned you, run away from you, or anything like that. No, seriously. I enjoy this way too much to let you down. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Talking about the continued war on Christmas. Can we just be honest about it? So, let me see. So now, you know, we've even got these housing projects that are HUD subsidized that say they can't have an activity scene. And it's not true. It's not true. It's just flat out not true. And I don't know why we let them get away with it. Tree is now called a holiday tree. It's also for Mary at the complex and baby Jesus. We're all boxed up, shipped off to storage to make the public space as neutral as humanly possible. Now, they can only decorate the common areas with secular decorations, but here's the problem. What's a secular decoration? No, really, because there are people that tie every part of Christmas back to some kind of religious event or what have you. Right? Santa Claus, St. Nick. Right? You've got the tree, the evergreen tree, which ties it to everlasting life, which is not real. It's actually part of the Yule. It's what do they call it? The Yule time pagan religion. Right? Ties into their, I don't know, their events, their tradition. Then you get the lights. Some groups say that you can't have colored lights because that's the colored lights make it Christmassy, make it religious. However, if there's a string of white lights, it's okay. Why not black lights? Why white lights? Are white lights the only things that matter? Thank you. I'll be here all week. Right? Think about it. Think about how stupid we've gotten with this stuff. So religiously neutral state is one that does not give the appearance that the property prefers or limits one religion or another, the group said in a report published, in a recent published report. Yeah, I'm doing backwards tonight. But that's not true either. Just because somebody puts one up, it means the other group was too lazy to put one up. Remember, it's equal opportunity. It doesn't mean that it has to be equal. It simply means, look, if the Jews want to show up, if the Muslims want to show up, if the Satanists want to show up, let them do their thing. Because I'm a big believer in truth will prevail. It may take a while, but truth will prevail. So just because my Christmas stuff is up there, doesn't mean anything. It's not a bad thing. You know? Okay, so a religiously neutral state is not one that gives the appearance that it doesn't prefer anything just by not allowing anything, blah, 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 let me throw up in a bucket. I certainly hope that means Mercy Housing makes its workers clock in on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I'm going to go one step further with this. So then there'll be no overtime. There'll be no time and a half, right? Because it's just another day. This sounds like a job the President-elect Trump should take on. Maybe he can make Christmas great again. But see, it's not up to him. That's the other thing. It's not up to him to make Christmas great again. It's not even up to him to make America great again. It's up to you and me to make America great again. It's up to you and me to start talking out. Talking out? That's not right. Speaking out. No, come on, honestly. When are you going to get off your butt and start speaking out when you see like stuff like this happening at your grandparents' school? I mean, if your grandparents at your grandkids' school, when are you going to start doing that? I'm curious. Right? It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I want to know when you're going to stand up, step out. I don't care what word you use. It don't make a difference to me. Right? When are you going to step out, stand up, do whatever it takes to protect your kids' rights, your rights, my rights? So, again, there's so many of us that will stand up for you, with you, arm in arm with you. There is so many of us that will do that. And I don't understand for a minute why you won't step up and do it. Why you won't? I really don't, guys. I'm not trying to be mean. Not in any stretch of the imagination. I was talking to somebody earlier today from another radio show, and I said, look, our founding fathers knew what they were giving up, and they were willing to do it. Our founding fathers knew that they could lose house, life, children, kids. I mean, you're talking about, come on, think about this. You are talking about this massive attack on your belief system. When do you step up? I don't know. Again, I'm sorry. I sometimes get so deep in this, I go somewhere else in my head. As far as, you know, or again, our founding fathers were willing to give up. Are you? Right? Our founding fathers. What are you willing to give up? And for you Christians, God was willing to give up his son. What are you willing to give up for your kids?
question. What are you willing to give up? I know. I'm beating it up for a reason. Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, you know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. You've got to talk to people around you. You've got to make sure that people truly understand what it is. What are you trying to communicate? What are you doing? What do you care about? You know what I mean? Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. Not a Christmas gift. We're too late for that. I cannot overnight it. But I can get it to you within the next week or so. And I think you can get it even faster on Amazon. What would that be? What could I possibly be talking about? It's my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that I've been told over the last 8 years that I can't say are in that book. Right? Can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. I don't have the right parts, although I don't know if we can use the term woman anymore. I can't talk about black people because I'm not African-American. I don't have black skin. I mean, all this crud, all this garbage that we've been sold, that just isn't true. I'm a human talking about human issues. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs is going to join us right after the break. I promise we won't get too political. I want his perspective on things. You know, he was in England for years. I don't know how many of you actually knew that. He lived there for a while before he came here to America. He likes to say Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas, which really throws a loop into things. You know, us people on this side of the pond don't always get the way they speak. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. They taught us English, and they murdered the King's English. Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe all the way, you can see it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate you having so with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to jump right on it because we only have him for a short period of time. Xander Gibb joins me. Merry Christmas. You do Christmas, right? You don't, I don't have to do, like,
of
holidays.
Course I do. Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too, and to all of your listeners. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, you and I both could put the suit on, buddy. Let me tell you what. So, anyhow. Although my hair is a little whiter than yours, and I have a beard, so I don't know. I probably would do it more justice. We'll see.
Yeah, I dye mine, so, you know.
Oh, really? Right here? Is this?
I'm very vain, you see. When you're a big celebrity like me, Joe, you've got to, look
the part. I'm a big celebrity, too, but, I mean, I'm talking big in size, so it's a little different for me.
Yeah, you said it.
You know, I told you I was going to talk about politics with you, but I got to touch on a few things before we actually get into the Christmas thing. Lena Dunham, right? She's sorry she didn't have an abortion. I mean, why is she anybody? Yeah, no kidding. Ooh, boom, boom.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know, because, you know, I don't really watch anything she's in, and not just because she's not in it, but I just don't find her appealing. And my, you know, kind of the things that I find appealing that I want to watch is there's a very broad spectrum that she does nothing for me. I don't think she's funny. I don't think she's talented. I don't think she's entertaining. And, you know, if you're listening, you know, I'm sure somebody loves you.
Yeah. Well, obviously her mother did for obvious reasons, but... Yeah, I hear stuff like that, and I go, how do these people ever make it anywhere, and why do we really even, I mean, frankly, why do we really even care kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really craziness. That's number one. Number two, and I got to ask you, because it's the gay couple that got up in Ivanka's face, right? I'm saying to myself, look, if any group knows persecution, if any group knows, persecution just because of what they're labeled as, the gay community should know that. What the hell is that all about?
I'm getting a bit concerned at the kind of behavior of some members of this LGBTQ, ABCDFG community, because since gay marriage was passed in the United States, they can't be for this protected class. You know, last week, they were fighting, one of them was fighting with, the woman from the Brady Bunch, Susan, somebody or other.
Oh, yeah, that's
remember.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this week they're attacking, Donald Trump's daughter and her husband, who are Jewish. But, you know, incidentally, there was more of a fuss made about the fake Islamophobic thing the day before than two Jews being attacked on a plane.
I know, isn't that great?
And it bothers me.
Yeah, isn't that great? So I just was curious. I mean, I'm watching this stuff thinking, did they take liberties because they figured nobody would get on their case? I mean, because I wouldn't, listen, I would get on anybody. I don't care whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, whatever the terminology you label yourself with, I would get on anybody for doing that to her on a plane. You want to attack her dad? Go attack her dad. Don't attack her kids.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
But let's face it, would we have done this, you know, I thought daughters were off limits. You know, we've been told for the last 8 years that we're not allowed to comment on Saskia and whatever her name is, Malala.
The two Obama kids. How about that? The two Obama kids. Yeah, there you go.
You know, they've been, you know, off limits. You can't comment on them. You can't say anything even remotely negative. And I agree, because, you know, politicians' families should be off limits, and that includes Ivanka.
Yep.
And I, you know, what do you think about it? This guy, Donald Trump, he's a millionaire businessman, doesn't want for anything, but he's put all that aside because of his love for his country to actually try and make America great again. And it's just the thing to get, they never leave him alone. And I thought, if he called me to sing his inauguration, I would be there with bells on. I really would.
Yeah, he wouldn't call me.
But you're listening, Donald. Give
a call. All right, so we don't have a whole bunch of time left, and I really want to give you this because it's close to my heart. I haven't talked to you about this, so this is kind of a first thing. Christmas or happy holidays, and why?
Definitely Merry Christmas. In my brain, it's Happy Christmas, because, you know, I spent a lot of my formative years in England, and that's what they
is that
mean.
What they think? Is they have to screw up. They screw up the King's English all the time, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We give you a, you know, the British give us a language, and this is what we do with it. I'm not here to placate anybody. If you live here and you have a different religion, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to celebrate Christmas to say thank you very much, and I'm the same to you. You don't even have to say happy Christmas. It's just another darn excuse to make a scene, as far as I'm concerned. So, yes, it's definitely Merry Christmas, and if you don't like it, don't listen. You know, bah humbug.
You're hot tonight, aren't you, buddy?
Well,
it's, you know, it's kind of, I keep telling people, it doesn't sound like a big deal, and people will say to me, Joe, it doesn't matter whether we say Christmas or not, because it's still Christ's birthday. We know it's still Christ's birthday. Why do we care? But I keep saying, because you keep taking stuff away from me. I mean, that is a very important day for me. That is the birth date, and I know it's not the exact date, but it's the day we've chosen to celebrate as the birthday of our Lord and Savior, of our God. And when you demean that, you demean me. You say that, you're saying that I don't matter, and what I believe doesn't matter. And you know what? It's hurtful. It's hurtful, and it's wrong. Am I off center?
No, you're definitely not. And I think the thing is, if you reverse this, if you actually said, oh, you know, that Muslims couldn't celebrate one of their traditions because it was offensive to Christians, that would be a complete uproar. Yeah, I am here to offend people. I really don't care. It's actually about keeping our traditions alive and keeping our standards. And if we're not allowed to do that, we may as well give up right now and hand the keys over to ISIS.
To the lunatics, right? I mean, that's how I put it. You know, let's just hand it over to the lunatics, right?
Don't bring Democrats into this Christmas.
Yeah, and again, just so everybody understands, Xander and I aren't saying that if you don't celebrate Christmas, you're a loon or something.
No,
if you if you celebrate Kwanzaa, which is not a religious holiday for some people, don't know, you know, happy Kwanzaa to you, or joyous Kwanzaa, whatever the terminology is. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. I mean, we don't take anything away from that. Don't take it away from us.
No.
You know?
Absolutely. I kind of think the world's gone mad, and everybody's been so politically correct for so long, we don't know what we can say and to whom, and I'm kind of sick of it. So if I say something, you know, whether it's on my show or in real life, that offends you, I'm absolutely sorry, but that's not what I am out to do, unless you're a Democrat, of course.
I said it. You're on it. You are on it today. I don't care what you say at this point. You know, it's you know, the day before Christmas Eve. I don't know if that's a true terminology, but you know, I'm looking forward. My grandchildren, it'll be the first time both of them will be here at the same time, or we have four, but it'll be the first time two of them are actually here with the whole family around. And you know, it's a time to, you start realizing as they get older, as you get older, you start realizing, man, they're growing up in a world where everything's moving a million miles an hour.
and people are questioning Christmas. They never questioned Christmas when I was a kid. So, you know, you're talking to these kids, they really don't know, and that's our job. Our job is to make sure that we're laying a foundation for the young people to be able to express their beliefs, whether you're in line with them or not, right?
Absolutely. Isn't this what people of other faiths are trying to do, too? I mean, some of them a little bit too egregiously, as far as I'm concerned, but that's exactly what they're trying to do, too. So you stick with your traditions, and we will stick with ours. We can live in the same country. We can live in the same household, even. Mm-hmm. But let's, you know, just try and afford each other the respect to be able to practice and celebrate what we want to practice.
Well, you know, Xander, it's like affirmative action when they used to say that, you know, the blacks have been oppressed for so long and held down so long that we have to give them a leg up. And some of these people feel like, you know, we've had to celebrate Christmas your way for so long, now you have to tolerate us. They go, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, 80% of the country professes to be Christian or some form of Christian. I don't buy that number, but I'm just saying. And if that's the case, Merry Christmas shouldn't be an issue. A Christmas tree shouldn't be an issue. But did you do that story? I got a real short period of time. But did you do that story about the elementary school that had to stop doing Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol because a parent complained about God Bless Us, One and All?
No, I didn't. But tell me which school it is, and you know, I'll go and slap the
kid. I will.
I'm getting so sick of this because it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, well, I call him father. I don't know about you, but
yeah,
you know,
I call him daddy. Well, he likes me better, so he told me, and then so I call him daddy.
Yeah, somebody was saying to me the other day, I remember chatting over tea, but that's for a different show.
All right, hey, tell people really quick where they can find you.
Absolutely, Xandergift.com, everything is there, and make sure you tune in on Facebook Live, of course.
Xander, have a great Christmas, and listen, Johnny Mathis, everybody knows who he is. We'll be back in a minute. It's my Christmas show. Don't go far.
Candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's just another work day, and any jackanapes who thinks else should be boiled in his own pudding.
I'm Trevor Senior, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guys, thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I try to have some people on talk about Christmas, how they feel about Christmas, what Christmas means to them. Yeah, because everybody's got different traditions, different ways of doing things. My family's Italian, or of Italian heritage, I should say. We're Americans, but we're of Italian heritage. And, you know, my mindset, or the way I look at stuff, is, you know, this is what's great about America. Think about what you're bringing into America, right? You know, whether your family's German or Spanish or Irish, we all have our different traditions. That's what makes, I won't say that's what makes Christmas special, because Christ is what makes Christmas special. But what makes Christmas a little different here in this country is that you see these different ways that people do things. You know, a lot of Italian families, they really celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, right? Most of the gifts are open Christmas Eve, because that's when all family is together. You know, we're hanging out. We're eating like a bunch of pigs. You can't help it. My aunt, my mother, my grandmother. Some foods I'll never see again. They're lost in the generation. I will never see them again. But the cookies, the candies, the desserts. You know, some people, it's fish on New Year's, on Christmas Eve. Right? So you got to get, again, you got to give these people credit, I'll say. And for bringing their culture, don't be afraid to bring your culture. See, that's the other thing that people keep forgetting. as Christians, we're not telling you to give up your belief system. We're not asking you to give up your culture. I'd never ask anybody to give up their culture, if you would. I enjoy different cultures. I enjoy watching how different group or different, you know, ethnicities, different cultures. I don't care whether they celebrate Christmas or any one of the other days. Again, I can only speak to the Italian culture, if you would. You know, the Italians have these feasts in the middle of summer, in August. And it's a celebration, most of them are religious celebrations, but a celebration nonetheless. And you get to see the different things they believe in and how they do it, the foods. My God, the foods, are we serious? Imagine if we didn't have to worry about weight. If I didn't have to worry about weight gain, I'd go to every one of these events and the different groups, you know, German and Irish and Spanish and so on. I went to an event last week where the food of the evening was Indian food, which never really agrees with me. But I'm always willing to at least taste certain things. You know, you revel in the color of some of these foods, the presentation of some of these foods. Just always amazing to me. And then you start watching the little kids run around. I'm trying to set some foundation here for you. You know, you see little kids running around, and you remember yourself when you were a little kid running around. The food was just, it was a normal part of the day. It was a normal part of the celebration and what was there. And think about them. If I had brought those kids to my house for a traditional Christmas meal, what would it have been like? Maybe they would have saw a cannoli for the first time in their lives. I don't know. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to finish up a little bit here with a coach that was reprimanded for taking a knee, but he didn't lead the prayer. He had nothing to do with the prayer. He wasn't even there. I mean, he wasn't even at the initial coming together. So there's a Florida middle school coach who everybody loves, thinks he's wonderful. He was reprimanded for taking the knee during a student-led prayer on the football field. Now, Wakulla Middle School football coach Eddie Metcalf did not lead the prayer. He didn't recite the prayer. He simply took a knee and bowed his head while the kids were praying, which for a lot of Christians is the way to pray. When you come in front of the Almighty, when you're getting in front of God, I mean, come on, let's not be stupid. I'm driving down the road. When I'm driving down the road, I don't take a knee. I don't close my eyes. I don't bow my head. And you can still pray. But this is one of those moments where the kids came together to pray, and he was supporting them. Why shouldn't he? Now, according to the Wakulla County School Board, that act of reverence is against the law. And actually, it's not. The superintendent went on to say, that's not allowable under the law. The coach may not participate in prayer. I don't know where it says that. I don't know what law says that. I wonder if the school district would have made such a fuss if the middle school had taken a knee to protest the national anthem. Probably not, because that's covered under free speech, but apparently prayer is not. I reached out to the superintendent, the writer, Starnes, says that I reached out to the superintendent hoping to get an answer to the question. She's not got a call back. That's usually the case. They don't really call back because they don't know what to do. And they're also sure they made the right move, or they would call back. Not only was Coach Metcalf forbidden from participating in prayer, he was not even allowed to give any public indication that he was praying. He may not kneel with the players, said the superintendent. He may not put his hands on the players during the prayer. What we want our coaches to do, and what most people have survived with in regards to meeting the letter of the law, is to have separation from the players by two or three steps. I don't know what law says that. There is no law that says that. Controversy started in November when the Freedom From Religion freaks found a Facebook video of Metcalf kneeling with the football players. The Freedom From Religion freaks is a group of perpetually offended atheists. This is true. Oh, it is true. Go look them up. Look up the stories that they're behind. They're perpetually offended by anything. They're gonna lobby to have telephone poles pulled down because they look like a cross from far away. Okay, most of them, you know, they're atheists, agnostics, and what they like to refer to themselves as free thinkers. They're from Wisconsin. apparently troll Facebook. They go looking for these kind of things. They go looking to sue these people. Now, Coach Metcalf's conduct is unconstitutional because he endorses and promotes his religion when acting in his official capacity as school district employee. Not true. Look, I'm a school district. I'm a trustee for a school district. A trustee. I've been elected by the people in the community who know I'm an outspoken Christian, who know I pray, who know I run the local prayer breakfast that's done every year. And it's not wrong. It's not illegal. And when the kids go to the flagpole to pray, if I'm there with them, guess what I do? I bow my head. I come up to the flagpole. Sometimes I put my hand on one of them. And they encourage it. Sometimes they reach out to take my hand. You might as well say, no, sorry, son. That's against the law. FFRF attorney Andrew Saddell wrote in a letter to the school district that they allege that the middle school football coach who takes the knee with his team in prayer is a serious flagrant violation of the First Amendment. And as a result, the FFRF letter, the school district launched an investigation to determine the coach was guilty of bowing his head. That's right. Bowing a head and taking a knee off with his head. Think about it. He's guilty of bowing his head and taking a knee. Where is that against the law? It's not. The TV station reported the coach was served with a letter of professional guidance and warned that he would be disciplined if it happened again. In other words, it was a slap on the wrist. But the school district's action clearly demonstrates that the Wakulla County School is hostile towards people of faith. You know why I say that? There is no law against taking the hand of a child, taking the knee, bowing the head, as long as it's not led by the teacher, which is crazy in and of itself anyway. It's infuriating, Jeremy Smith told the news source. Eddie was not preaching or teaching or proselytizing or evangelizing. He was reverently nodding his head. That's all. Smith and Metcalf are longtime friends and attend the same church. But, you know, what would happen, you think, if somebody stood and the president was given a speech? You know, president walks in the room and everybody stands, but I don't. How do you think I'd be treated? Right? Everybody's clapping and I'm not. Right? Don't they want us? They'd be wanting us to have some kind of respect for what was going on, right? Smith and Metcalf, longtime friends, they attend the same church. He said the coach is just a good man who cares about the players. The coach has poured his life into this town, Smith said. When you hear about men among men, that's the kind of man he is. And the freedom from religion freaks can't stand it. That's mine. They're so hateful of anything morally correct or right or 180 degrees from what they believe to be truth is they've got to sue over it. Nobody complained. Only they did. Nobody in the town complained. Only they did. It's a self-righteous bunch of turds. They know what's best for everybody else. Even if you're in that town, you've lived it, you can't see it, so therefore they have to fight for you. Come on, Annie. Does anybody really buy this stuff? That was nice. Because I don't. I find it offensive, and I find it wrong. Anyway, I think somebody should go after the school. Big time. Yeah, they can give the money back to school for all I care. And then First Liberty Institution is going after them, which I think, personally, is just wonderful. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Having a pleasure with you tonight. Hoping you're having one with me as well. Hope you had a great and wonderful Christmas today. I'm Joe Messina, your host of The Real Side. Look, we are off all week. I've picked some shows I hope you'll enjoy. I hope you will appreciate. And you know what? We're coming in the new year. Let's get some relationships straight. Let's get ready for the fight. God bless all of you. And we'll see you back here on January 2nd. It's the best.